Well, we've all heard the sayings, you become like the five people you spend the most time with. You are who you hang out with. The Bible puts it this way, bad company corrupts good character. In other words, you can start off good, but if you hang with bad people, chances are you'll end up doing some bad stuff. So how can we choose our friends wisely? Life coach, speaker and author Jonathan Doyle joins me now to discuss how we can surround ourselves with quality people. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Tim. Great to be talking with you again.
Let's clarify, firstly, quality people. What sort of traits would that mean?
Yeah, it's a big comment, isn't it? Look, Jordan Peterson, who some people may have heard of, in his latest book, he talks about a really simple idea, which is just that you want to be around people who want to see you grow and flourish, people who have your best interests at heart. So one of the simple definitions would be a quality person is, or a quality friend, at least, is somebody who has your best interests at heart. So our culture is obsessed with values, but there's a much deeper thing which we would call virtues. So virtues are kind of, technically they're called habitual dispositions. So habits, attitudes of behavior, the four key ones, what they would call prudence, then justice, temperance, and fortitude. So prudence is just the ability to make good decisions. So you want to be around people that tend to make good, life-giving decisions. Justice, you want to be around people that can treat others fairly. Temperance means you want to be around people who can moderate their appetites, which means people that don't, you know, drink too much, party too much, they have self-control. And finally, fortitude, which is just courage. You want to be around people who can make courageous decisions, they can do the right thing at the right time. So it's a mixture of being with people who want to see you grow in life, but also have these really solid character traits and virtues.
What happens, though, when we change and grow and perhaps look around at the people around us and realize that, you know, we may have potentially outgrown them in an area or just in life in general? What do we do then? Do we try and change our friends, as in change their behavior? Do we change our circle of friends? What's your suggestion there?
Look, I think you can definitely have that important conversation, especially if these are good friends. You can say, hey, look, you know, at the right time, it's just something you don't just blurt out at the drop of a hat, but maybe over a meal or in the right context, you'd say, just share where your life's going and, you know, and sort of reflect to them, you know, where are you at and how are things happening for you? I think that's pretty much all you can do. I think people, all of us, are naturally can be quite self-defensive if we feel that somebody is desperately trying to change us. So, look, my friend, at the end of the day, my opinion is it's very, very difficult to change people if they don't want to be changed.
Let's paint the worst-case scenario. We realize that somebody in our life, perhaps we've outgrown them or we're on different paths now. How can we politely sever the friendship or the relationship?
You block them on every social media channel and never speak to them again. No, that's not true. That's not what you do. In my book and in my seminars, I simply talk about time allocation. So I will allocate time to the relationships and people that are going to be a blessing both to them and to myself and help me to grow and help them to grow. Basically, you don't keep going into the same situations or spending as much time with them. And look, obviously, they might eventually say, hey, what's the problem? You don't call me anymore. You don't spend time with me. Maybe that's the invitation to that bigger conversation.
Right. So when we're talking about having quality people in our lives, Jonathan, I mean, obviously for everybody, that's going to take on a slightly different tack. But a lot of us would have a lot of people that we know, acquaintances, only a handful of really true friends. I mean, is that what we're looking for here? You know, 5 to 10 people that are around us that we're allowing to sort of speak into our lives and do life with?
We all know extroverts that seem to know everybody and they can talk to everybody. My brother-in-law is an incredible guy, lovely guy. He could talk to anybody. Like, he just, you know, has so many connections and acquaintances and can strike up a conversation. Whereas I would have a much smaller number of, you know, I'm more introverted by nature and I will have a small number of people that I'm very close to. So I think it really is case by case, whether you're more introverted, whether you're more extroverted. The idea of, you know, the famous mantra that, you know, you rise as high in life as the five people you spend the most time with. I mean, it's interesting for people to know where that comes from. A lot of their major universities in the back end of the 20th century did what they call reference group studies. The idea was that you did tend to get many of the similar results to the five or six people that you spent the most time with.
Right.
They call them reference groups because we reference our lives and we reference our choices against that close group of people. We definitely look around us in our environment for cues of behaviour from those closest to us. So if that's true, then we're very free to set the game up to win, which means choosing those people and those groups that are going to allow us to choose the most excellent behaviours.
Surrounding yourself with quality people. That's been my topic this morning with Jonathan Doyle, life coach, speaker and author. You can check out more at Jonathan's website, jonathandoyle.co, Instagram, jonathan_doyle.co. And you can email Jonathan if you like, jonathan@jonathandoyle.co, and get in touch with Jonathan there. Jonathan, thanks for your time, mate. Good to chat. We'll talk soon.
Love it. Thanks, Tim.